Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is in South Korea today on his first trip to Asia since taking office. He'll head to Japan over the weekend. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that Biden's visit comes amid concerns that North Korea could conduct a weapons test while he's in town.
President Biden will be hosted by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office just 10 days ago, promising a tighter alliance with the U.S. and a tougher line on North Korea and China. South Korea's foreign minister says the two presidents will discuss helping North Korea to fight the outbreak, although Pyongyang has refused offers of vaccines and aid so far. Seoul says it has contingency plans in place in case the North tests any missiles or nuclear weapons during Biden's visit. President Biden will also highlight economic cooperation, in particular South Korean companies' investments in factories in the U.S. to build semiconductors and electric vehicles. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
A grand jury in New York State has indicted the 18-year-old white man accused of killing 10 black people during a shooting rampage in Buffalo. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, while the grand jury's investigation continues, some relatives of the victims are speaking out.
Their grief was overwhelmingly visible. The relatives of the people who died so violently in a Buffalo supermarket. Mark Talley said he last spoke with his mother, 62-year-old Geraldine Talley, on Mother's Day. The 12-year-old son of Hayward Patterson put his hands over his face and cried. And Robin Harris, the eldest daughter of 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield, raged at the gunman who took her mother's life.
What am I supposed to do now? I keep seeing her face coming up. Everywhere I look. How dare you!
The first funeral for the 10 victims is today. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.
Oklahoma lawmakers have approved a bill that would criminalize all abortions with very few exceptions. It's awaiting Governor Kevin Stitt's signature. He's already said he'll sign any bill opposing abortion rights that is sent to him. Abortion rights supporters want to challenge this. Vice President Harris expressed outrage over what she called Oklahoma's extreme effort.
It's just the latest in a series of extreme laws around the country.
The Oklahoma action comes after a Supreme Court draft opinion was leaked, suggesting the justices are poised to overturn the court's opinion legalizing abortion. The Biden administration says it's working to book commercial planes to fly hundreds of pallets of baby formula from Switzerland to Indiana. This week, President Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to help address the short supplies of formula. The administration also said it would work to fly in authorized baby formula from other nations. This is NPR News. The Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. 11 Republicans opposed the bill, led by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. The package offers Ukraine more money for weapons to fight Russia, and it provides for humanitarian and food aid. This is also intended to help other countries that rely on Ukraine's crops for food, such as wheat. European cultural and sporting events are being affected by the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise video appearance at the opening ceremony of the Cannes Film Festival this week. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Russia's war is also having an effect on the French Open tennis tournament.
Russian and Belarusian athletes are not banned from the French Open, but they must play under strict neutrality. French Open director Amélie Mauresmo says any player who makes pro-Putin statements in the media will face sanctions. The world's number two men's player, Russian Daniil Medvedev, likely will not play because of recent surgery, but there are at least 10 more Russians in the top 50. Ukrainian tennis player Diana Yastremska had to flee her native Odessa. She told French TV it will be difficult to play against a Russian who doesn't take a stand. The Russian athletes need to publicly denounce this war and end their silence, she said. They need to show empathy for the suffering of the Ukrainian people. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The nation's biggest wildfire continues to burn in northeastern New Mexico. The Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire has scorched more than 470 square miles. It's only about 40% contained. This is NPR.